Big game tonight between Belmont and Morehead State. It's a revenge game for the Belmont Bruins for not just the game this year, but for the OVC Championship game last year and from their last visit, or the last two visits, rather, to Morehead State. It's a big one tonight to also increase the their place in the OVC standings. And to break down this game, none other than Belmont head coach Casey Alexander. Coach, how we doing?
Hey, we're good. How are you today?
Not too bad. Really excited for this game, too. The OVC is insanely top-heavy. To me, it's really a three-team league in terms of competitiveness with you guys, Murray State, and Morehead State. And obviously, Morehead State took the first game, the first meeting this season, at Morehead State. And if you look at the game, I mean, Morehead State, with an incredibly balanced scoring attack, having at least four players in double digits and two guys with 17, I mean, what's the challenge of stopping a scoring attack like that, especially with a player like Jani Broom?
Yeah, not only do they have multiple guys that can score, they really can score in different ways. I mean, Broom, you know, is an elite low post player, 17 double doubles on the season, leads the country in block shots, so he's a presence inside, to say the least. But but they're highly efficient shooting the ball from the outside. They've got really good athleticism. So they finish around the rim, and they get a lot of intricate sets in the half court that are difficult to guard. So it presents a lot of problems on that end of the floor.
And then offensively, of course, like when you go on the road, you expect shooting numbers to go down a little bit, but your team shot 47.5% effective field goal shooting at Morehead State. What do they do defensively that the last several times you guys have played have kind of given you fits?
Yeah, they're different than just about anybody else we play, in a sense that they switch every screen. And it affects us more than it does a lot of other teams, because we're a motion offense that relies heavily on screening and cutting and moving. And, you know, when they take those options away, our plan B isn't nearly as good. So we've got to learn to adjust. We've got to, but we got to play a little faster. We got to play with more confidence. But that's the nuts and bolts of it, is just their willingness to switch every screen, much like LSU does in the SEC. And we struggle with them as well.
Yeah, and that results in them having a really good two-point defense, the best two-point defense in the OVC. You guys have the best two-point offense in the OVC, so it's kind of this strength-on-strength that you guys are going to be having tonight as well. What's one thing that your team you feel like needs to do a little bit better in terms of being able to not only get to the paint more often, but being able to finish, especially with, like you mentioned, a guy like Jani Broom, who leads the country in block shots?
Yeah, he also, because of that, he neutralizes, Nick Musinski, who's, you know, a real weapon for us and our go-to guy. Although, you know, Moose has had his fair share of, I wouldn't call it luck, but a success against him in the low post. We're actually the number two team in the country in two-point field goal percentage. So it is a strength of ours. What we've got to do is get the ball into the paint more often, not just with post touches, but with penetration. We got to break their defense down more. They don't do things to take offense away from you. They just don't give you anything easy.
Mm-hmm. Which can honestly be just as tough, right? I mean, when they're up in you and guarding you the way they do, I mean, it almost takes things away, I guess, by default, because nothing is going that easy.
Yeah, and that's the nature of what switching does. It doesn't really matter what your offense is. You know, if you can switch 1 through 4 or 1 through 5 positions, then you're just not going to get the action that you want. And so you've got to get it in a different way. And, you know, sometimes teams will resort to, going a lot of isolation actions, but that's not really what we do. Some teams will go to a lot of heavy ball screen actions, but that's not what we do. So we've got to spread the floor. We've got to share the ball. We've got to have a lot of pace. And then let that lead to different kind of offense for us. But it's not anything that we can't do. It's just we haven't done it very well.
Yeah, and of course tonight, a night of adjustments, a night of trying to get ahead in this conference. The second meeting is usually the most important one. But what are you expecting, I guess, out of the atmosphere at Belmont tonight? You get to finally have them on your home floor. The last three times you've played them have been away from the Curb Event Center. So what are you expecting from the crowd tonight, and what kind of motivation does your team have going into this game, in which you've lost some big ones against them?
Yeah, I mean, it's always better to play at home. And our students, for the most part this year when they've been here, they've been great. So I anticipate it being a very good environment. I expect our guys to play with a lot of activity and excitement, our energy level to be really high. We certainly have our backs to the wall, and you know, if you're a competitor, that's usually a time where you know, you're going to rise to the occasion. So that's my expectation as the coach. But it's a fun night. It's two good teams, you know, and we've got some work to do. I mean, if you look at it big picture, we've had a really successful season. We've won 20 games already. We're in the top 50 in the country in the net, or basically any metric you want to look at. You know, but we've got some work to do in the OVC if we want to finish like we planned.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if there's a lot of things that go into winning these games, but if there's one thing that you can pinpoint that you want to see your team do to kind of avenge the last couple losses against Morehead State, what is that thing?
Yeah, nothing we've talked about so far. It's being active on the defensive end. I think we're very well prepared in the sense that we understand the multitude of their sets and what they're trying to accomplish and how we need to guard them. But it's not enough just to be in the right place. We've got to be more disruptive. We need deflections on that end of the floor. We need turnovers that lead to offense, easy offense for us. We didn't create a turnover the last time we played them until 15 minutes to go in the second half. And so we've got to change our mentality on that end of the floor.
100%. Coach, good luck tonight. And for anyone who's wanting to watch this game, 7:00, Curb Event Center, ESPN Plus, if you have the subscription, I highly recommend it. It'll be one of the better games, more evenly matched games in college basketball tonight. Coach, thank you for joining me, and best of luck trying to avenge those losses.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.